Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're continuing this week with a focus on encouragement, of recognizing the encouragement that we have received from God, that we continue to receive from God, and also recognizing the encouragement that is our responsibility to be giving to others. And some of the ways that we do that, and some of the ways that we are encouraged by others, and how God uses all of us together to encourage and build up the body under the head, which is Jesus. And today we're going to focus in on being encouraged and encouraging others with good news. Looking at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 22, says, I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage you. As Paul would write to various churches and groups of believers, many of these letters were written while he was in prison. Some in a physical jail cell, others under house arrest, but was not free to travel and to visit people and to pass along his personal greetings and to teach more fully about Jesus as he would like. And thus, we have letters, not just written to various churches in the first century, but letters that have been held for us. But because of that, the postal system wasn't up and running. Most of the time, these letters required a personal messenger. And Paul would often send companions that were helping him during his imprisonment to carry these letters, but also to carry more than the letters, to carry good news. And sometimes we get caught up in the facts, and we deliver information in this information and technology age that we live in. We're almost bombarded with information to such an extent that we forget the importance of good news. And yet Paul would not only send the letters, which often included teaching, it included correction, it included rebuke, it included training in all righteousness, things that he would write and say that all Scripture is useful for. And in many of his letters, most of them, he would include some personal greetings to individuals that were prominent within the body of believers where the letter was initially headed. But in addition to that, it appears that he would send personal greetings and good news with the messenger to those who would receive him. As I think about that, I think about the power of good news as we share about one another, as people share about us. We tend to have a negative streak within us. We're very quick to share bad news. You watch most news reports from whatever source, and many of them are filled with the bad news of the day. That's what gets people's attention. That's what people want to know. Where the shootings took place, the car accidents, the things that they want to avoid. But what happens when we begin to share good news about one another? About how so-and-so helped me today. how we notice that they lifted up the spirit of someone they were talking to. How they were helpful to a stranger. You see, when we share good news, it begins to build up others. When people share good news about us, it elevates us in the eyes of those who hear the good news. And it makes us feel good when we hear it. We're encouraged. And God's direction and His desire for us is that we are encouraged by the good news that we hear about one another. One of the reasons we love celebrations. We love graduation parties at this time of year. Because we celebrate the good news of the accomplishments of others. And how much better life would be if we spent more time sharing good news. Not necessarily our own good news, although that's not a bad thing if we do it with humility and a spirit that is encouraging. But if we catch one another doing good and let them know, "I noticed what you did. That was good." You see, when we do those things, we are encouraged because it gives us hope. I saw this morning on social media a picture of a backpack. Nothing all that extraordinary about the photo. The extraordinary part was the description. A backpack found, well, at a place that we had just been to. A backpack full of camera equipment that evidently had been left behind. The person finding it had talked to those that were in the area, and it did not belong to anyone. They said they even looked over the edge of the cliff to see if the owner had fallen. There was no one to be found. And so they took the backpack and was posting, "If you see this post and this was your backpack, it's at the visitor center." Good news. Somebody found what was lost and turned it in. You see, when we share those things about one another, about what we notice, it encourages those that are beginning to lose hope. Hope in themselves, hope in society, hope in the goodness of anyone. And as followers of Jesus Christ, we ought to be bearers not only of the good news of Jesus, that's primary, but we ought to be bearers of the good news of those who follow Him, who are His representatives. If He's the source and the destination of good news, we ought to be carrying that everywhere we go. And when we do that, we are encouraged and we encourage others. Do spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to know the good news of Jesus. You have sent individuals to share that good news, beginning with Jesus Himself, who came and lived and taught and shared Himself as the ultimate good news. Payment for the penalty of our sin. A rescuer, one who would bring salvation to those who were lost. And so, God, as we are encouraged by the good news of Your Word, by the good news of Jesus, may we be the encouragers that You created us to be, that You called us to be, as we share good news about others. Not that we're overlooking things that need correcting. We do that in private. But we pay attention. We notice. And we let others know that their goodness, the goodness of you within them, has not gone unnoticed. It's not in vain. It's serving a purpose to encourage us. And Father, may our life, the good news that lives within us of Jesus, be an encouragement to others. As people see you at work in us and you at work through us, and they share good news. And so, God, today, as we encourage one another, as we are encouraged by the news of one another, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.